Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Rudy's been active on the glass. Deep favors. Gobert cutting through the lane. Takes an awkward step. Puts it off the glass and in from 6 feet out. Nothing pretty about that, but we're not playing pretty. That one counts just the same.
Hey, Jazz fans. This is Dante Exum. This is your Jazz Game Rewind.
What's up, Jazz fans? This is Tyler Lance with another edition of Jazz Game Rewind. Well, it wasn't pretty, but the Utah Jazz were able to grind out a 96-88 victory at the FedEx Forum and give the Memphis Grizzlies a case of the blues. In a low-scoring black and blue street fight, the game remained tight well into the fourth quarter. David Locke and Ron Boone come in with just over 5:40 left in the game, and the Jazz clinging to a two-point lead.
Shelvin Mack misses the second free throw. Rubio goes up, taps it to Gobert. 81-79, 5:40 to play.
Got to start playing a little faster with the ball here.
Donovan, who's having a tough shooting night because Gasol cuts him off every time. Goes to Gasol, floats it up, no good. Rebound dunk by Rudy Gobert. Oh, love me tender.
I remember that song. Love me tender.
That was on top of somebody, but I couldn't see him because they were engulfed in a 27. Max, step back three, left side, no good. Rebound Crowder. Rudy trying to steal the rebound. Knocks it out of Rudy's aggressive. It's great, but he's got to let Crowder get that one.
Absolutely. I mean,
Crowder went down and on top of Rudy, and Rudy was standing out of bounds, so it ends up being an extra possession here. I love Rudy's aggressiveness, and his rebounding's been mammoth tonight. Rudy's got 15 boards. Here's Brooks. Pass inside to Gasol. Shoves off of the left hand. Curtis Blair with another call. Marc Gasol rubs his narrowly shaven head with his left hand and says that's not a foul. I haven't seen that call yet.
Well, I don't know if he looked like he extended his arm, though, into the chest or to the face.
We're into clutch time. Donovan right now, 3 of 12 tonight. Here comes Mitchell. Left-hand drive. Gasol cuts him off. He has nowhere to go. Kicks back out to Crowder. Marc Gasol is so good defensively anticipating. Rubio cut off by Gasol. Bounces to Gobert. Fouled. Finishes. Oh, Rudy Gobert with a left-hand finish over Marc Gasol. And Marc Gasol is all shook up.
You're on one.
85-79, Rudy Gobert.
So who did they give the foul to, Gasol?
Hits the free throw. Jazz back up by 7. 86-79. Right side, Brooks. Mack comes to the ball. Rubio denies, playing with 5 fouls. Brooks is going to go to work on Ingles. Hesitates, beats him to the basket, dunks. Ingles and Gobert miscommunicate. They've had some words today. Rudy with another double-double tonight, by the way. Now has 12 points and 15 boards. Ingles at the top. He has 12 at 8 in the first quarter. 4:16 to play. Jazz by 5. Ingles driving, scooping, ladling, scoring. The Ingles ladle for 2.
From that point on in the game, there was only one thing left to think about.
Did I say run clock run yet?
I said bucket here, bucket.
And run the clock did. As Utah closed out the win, their first in 3 tries against the Grizzlies this year, and Memphis's first loss at home. It was a victory more delicious than some Memphis barbecue. However, the fourth quarter doesn't tell the full story of the game. David Locke gives you some mind-blowing stats on an anemic offensive first half that saw Memphis carry a 43-40 lead into the locker room.
The Jazz first half performance offensively was in the 3rd percentile of all performances by NBA teams so far this year. Luckily, Memphis's was in the 5th, offensively. So this has been a real barn burner. I hope that none of your kids bring home report cards with offensive performances that match.
Yikes. It looks like both offenses came home with failing grades for the first half. However, there's more to it than just the percentiles.
How much do the Memphis Grizzlies completely discombobulate the Utah Jazz? The Utah Jazz this year, as the first free throw from Gobert is no good, are taking the second most amount of shots at the rim, Ron. They take 39% of their shots at the rim. They take 39% of their shots as threes, the sixth most in the NBA. And they take the most of any team in corner threes. And yet tonight, the Jazz have just 11 shots of their 49 at the rim. And they are not getting the corner three they got early in the game. And that's why they've hit one of their last 11 from three.
Okay, so the Jazz were clearly out of their offensive rhythm early. The good news is Joe Ingles was there to help. Ingles scored 19 points for Utah, making 3 3-pointers, dishing out 5 assists, and snatching 6 rebounds. But nobody will remember tonight for the Ingles box score. David Locke and Ron Boone explain.
Uh-oh, now a headband. How about you should be able to
This is too much.
Yeah.
This is too much. Headband Ingles. Joe Ingles, I don't even think it's a headband.
That's just tape.
The legend of Joe Ingles has reached a brand new level. Oh, my. Oh, my.
So
Joe Ingles is playing.
Well, it's not a timeout. They just need the ball to be clean. The blood taken off the ball.
And now they're slowing down again. He's just got tape across his head. In the style of a headband to deal with the bleeding and the cut they can't stop bleeding.
You know, David, you put a little dirt in a wound like that, it stops the bleeding. Where are you going to find dirt in this arena?
Joe Ingles is an Australian rules football player who happened to grow into a basketball player. This is beautiful. This is a legendary internet blowing up Joe Ingles. He might be doing this for Dante so that they don't put the Dante play. There's blood on the floor. Joe is really
wiping
bleeding.
Up blood.
Oh, this is just too much. Joe Ingles looks straight out of the movie Dodgeball right now.
Hey, now this is no time for jokes, Mr. Jokey Joke Maker. Joe Ingles took a cut to the head and it was heavily wrapped in medical bandages. We still weren't done hearing from Ingles and his new headgear, however.
Minute left, Jazz by 7. Fire alarm just went off in the building. Not really, it just looks like it. We have everybody filing out. Here's Ingles. Driving. Anderson pestering. Ingles hands it to Donovan. Back to Ingles. 3-ball for the headband. And he hits. Oh, and he taps the headband. Joey Ingles, you're too much, kid. Jazz by 10. Joe Ingles with the 3. And the medical headband. And Utah's going to get a little revenge on Memphis and move to 7-6 on the season. A 13-5 run by the Jazz to close. Rudy Gobert, the big man, with 10 in the period of time. A huge fourth quarter for Rudy tonight. But Joe Ingles, well, Ron, last year the story was it was Ricky Rubio getting the not taking the stitches in the back, but instead of taking the glue in Detroit, coming back out on the floor and leading the Jazz to the overtime win in Detroit. This season, maybe it's Joe Ingles and the headband.
Well, if that's the case, the Jazz now with 5 victories on the road. This time last year, 5-7. So they'll be over 500.
Joe Ingles looks ridiculous. It's awesome.
Even that wasn't the end.
Marc Gasol just jumped on Joe Ingles and gave him a piggyback. Joe Ingles is shaking his head like, what else can happen to me tonight?
Yeah, he should have tomorrow off.
Rest up, Joe. You're going to need it. After all that, is there any doubt that headband Joe Ingles is tonight's player of the game? That leads me into the stat of the night. Joe Ingles, Derek Favors, and Rudy Gobert were a combined 15 of 24 from the field for the Jazz. As for the rest of the Jazz, 17 of 58. Ultimately, the Jazz still scratched and clawed their way to victory. Didn't get enough of the game? David Locke details his thoughts on emptying the noggin, and he and Ron Boone break it all down on the postcast, both available on LockedOnJazz.net. The Jazz continue their road trip in Dallas on Wednesday and don't return home until November 21st against the Sacramento Kings. Be sure to reserve your seats at UtahJazz.com. That does it for me. I'm Tyler Lance, signing off saying good night and go Jazz.
Rubio, cut off by Gasol, bounces to Gobert, foul, finishes! Oh, Rudy Gobert with a left-hand finish over Marc Gasol, and Marc Gasol is all shook up.